Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. It's July 8th, 2016. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Finding Dory again. With $51.4 million, it beat out newcomers The Legend of Tarzan with $46.5 million, The Purge Election Year with $36 million, The BFG with $22.7 million, and the previous box office champion, Independence Day Resurgence, was down to number 5 with $21.6 million. New this week, you can see The Secret Life of Pets, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, Captain Fantastic, and other films in limited release. In the news, Transformers fans will enjoy knowing that Prelude to Transformers Combiner Wars Victorion is live. It's a motion comic, monologue really, that you can watch. There's a new Iron Man in the comic books. Her name is Riri Williams, a 15-year-old who will suit up during the Marvel Civil War II event, and presumably become an action figure, hopefully, eventually. The Lego Movie sequel is getting a rewrite by BoJack Horseman scribe Raphael Bob Waxberg. The new Star Wars Rogue One trailer is set to air on ABC TV July 15th. On sale at Entertainment Earth. We got a couple of great sales for you today. For starters, we have a Funko Pop Vinyl sale. Buy 5, get a 6th free. For a limited time. Check those out. Choose from hundreds of awesome items like Doctor Strange, Spider-Gwen, Killer Croc, Perfect Cell, a Hula Minion, The Undertaker, and more. Also, we're having a sale with The Coop. Buy one, get one 40% off. Star Trek, Attack on Titan, Evil Knievel, Space Invaders, Portal, Elvis, and much more. Housewares and pet items and all kinds of goodies can be yours, but only at this price through Tuesday. Ahead of San Diego Comic-Con, in toy news, Nerdist Industries revealed a bunch of new non-exclusive Hasbro Star Wars toys. These include the Star Wars Rebels Hera's A-Wing Fighter, which looks cool, a 12-inch electronic talking Kanan, a 12-inch speeder bike with Biker Scout, which I guess is probably going to be about 20 or 30 bucks, which is a real bargain, and a new 3¼-inch Jakku Rey figure, all wrapped up with her scavenger gear. Oh, and a 12-inch Rebels electronic talking Darth Vader. Presumably these are really Rogue One items, sort of like we got some Rebels items with with The Force Awakens last year, but we shall see. For all I know, these could be fall items, or late fall items, or who knows. This week in Hikari Vinyl releases, the True Blue Captain America is available from Funko right now, and let's see if we have any left. Going to the website right now, we still have units available if you would like to order one. New Comic-Con exclusives from Entertainment Earth this week are including the Captain America Civil War, Captain America vs. Iron Man Pinmate wooden figure set. The two-pack will be a convention exclusive. Also, Shark Tank action figures. 2 3¼-inch three-packs will be produced. One has Mark Cuban, Damon John, and Barbara Corcoran. And the other one has Kevin O'Leary, Lori Rayner, and Robert Herjavec. And I must confess, I do not watch the program in question, and no one gave me a pronunciation guide, so I apologize. But these cool figures are available soon, and it's neat to see things in 3¼-inch that you would not have expected to see in 3¼-inch a few years ago. New arrivals? We've been getting a lot of stuff. We've been getting a ton of stuff. New Transformers galore. We got Titans across most price points. If you had pre-orders, your pre-order probably went out, but not on everything. We've been receiving new Marvel figures, Marvel Legends. We had the Captain America 3-pack with Spider-Man, Captain America, and Iron Man before anybody else. We also had X-Men Marvel Legends. And we're receiving, what else do we have here? A lot of Batman stuff. We got Baby Metal Pop Vinyl figures. We have Harry Potter Pop Vinyl figures. We have Hot Wheels, much Hot Wheels. Lego, Supernatural, Force Awakens Pop Vinyl figures. Walking Dead, collector magazines, action figures, board games. Like, the number of items we're receiving every day is getting to the point where it's impossible to keep up with. When I started this company many moons ago, we had like 3,000-4,000 items on the website. We got like 20-something thousand now. It's a lot of stuff. So you should check it out. If there's anything you're into, there's a good chance we carry something related to it. And considering how many things we've been getting lately, we have the Bob's Burgers Teddy Pop Vinyl figure. I didn't even know it was already due out, but we have it. And there's plenty of other great stuff on the way. Get your pre-orders in. Obviously, with the Pop Vinyl sale, buy 5, get the 6th free. Free shipping at $79 worth of in-stock items. And you should see us at Comic-Con. I will be around the show, possibly at the booth. 2343. We have a lot of items on sale, and we're starting to announce our guest roster. We have a lot of people on there. So if you enjoy the show Scorpion, maybe you should stop by. If you know anything about certain kinds of wrestling, there may be something for you. And there's some other people that we're whispering about that aren't confirmed yet that are probably worth your while to keep checking back to find out if you can meet them. It's pretty neat. So that's all I got, because I'm going to ramble too long. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.